This is Chris Johnson, and I am still upright. We're going along pretty good, I guess. I don't know. Listen, I finished my fucking resume. My fucking resume is updated. As of this recording, I haven't actually put it anywhere, but it's fucking ready to go. Baby steps. Baby steps to employment. I was talking to one of my buddies from work. We're just going over like, man, what the fuck are we doing, right? Nothing's lined up for either one of us. It's kind of like a scary time. This is the first time I've been in this situation since I graduated college. I didn't have a job lined up when I graduated college. Plus, I had to fucking go home. I had to fucking go back to my parents' basement for fuck's sake. I was more worried about that than not having a fucking job lined up, if I'm being honest. I went away to college to get away from my fucking parents. I gotta fucking go back home? Shit. But anyway, my buddy was like, you know, it's fucking scary, and I'm having a little bit of a fucking existential crisis here as well. And she's a lot younger than I am, so I feel like I have some fucking existential insight, or existential crisis insight. If memory serves, she's gonna be 30, like soon. And in my experience, round numbers like that, perfect existential crisis ages. 20, 30, 40. I just had my 40th birthday about a year and a half ago. Phenomenal crisis age. I can't fucking wait to see what happens when I'm 50. Maybe I'll be at the fucking buy a Porsche age, but I'm not gonna be able to afford that. So like, maybe like a Porsche knockoff. Do those exist? Just drive around like a fucking asshole. I'm already plotting it. But I think I'm pretty good in a crisis. Existential crisis anyway. You don't want me anywhere near like a normal fucking crisis. Like a fucking normal thing where like, holy shit, we need some fucking action. Get Chris Johnson. That's kooky talk. Like, that's never gonna fucking happen. But existential crisis? Like, I'm fucked up. I've been in therapy for years. I've dealt with depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Like, I can fucking handle existential crisis now. I got a unique viewpoint on that. I'm not saying you should take my advice, but I might have a little something to offer when we're dealing with that. And she just told me, she's like, yeah, I'm dealing with like a fucking existential crisis on top of all this shit. And I was like, well, I mean, the good news is it's probably never going away. I don't want to fucking scare you, but like, for me, it never went away. You know why? Existential crisis. Like, figuring out, like, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing? Who the fuck am I? Am I doing the right thing? Where am I? Where am I going? Do I fucking mean anything? What does my life fucking mean? The reason I don't think any of that shit goes away is because that shit we've heard our entire fucking lives, right? That gets drilled into you when you're very fucking young. Your parents do it, your teachers do it, your friends do it, friends' moms, aunts, uncles, all that shit. Fucking TV does it. It's a fucking societal thing. It fills your fucking head with all kinds of like milestones that you're supposed to fucking hit. And if you don't hit them, you feel like you're a fucking failure. You know, for example, like, oh, you know, you should fucking find a partner and then, you know, get married mid-20s and fucking start a fucking family and all that shit, right? I remember all that growing up. But here's the fucking problem with that. It's fucking made up. We made it up. Society fucking made it up, and society's us. It's just something that we fucking created. Like, you don't have to fucking follow that. You can do whatever the fuck it is that you want to do. You just got to kind of like make peace with that. That like, you know what, man? It's okay that you didn't meet your fucking parents' expectations to be this huge fucking success, even though, like, what the fuck defines what a success is? I mean, don't you define that? Shouldn't you fucking define that? Here's what I recommend to fucking anybody. To her, to fucking you, to Chris Johnson. I tell myself this all the time. I talk to myself in the fucking mirror like a crazy person. I look at myself, I say, motherfucker, first, you're looking fucking great. Can we just acknowledge that? Just you and me talking to ourselves like a normal, rational adult in the fucking bathroom. But like, bro, you're doing great, okay? Just first acknowledge that you're fucking doing great. There's no fucking rules. You're doing great. You can fucking allow yourself to fucking say that regardless of where you're at. And then like, just recognize that it's okay just to fucking be. I used to want fucking fame when I was younger because I don't know why. I don't even remember. Like, be a fucking actor, be like a fucking famous person, have like adoration, probably because I felt like my parents never gave a fuck. Well, my dad really didn't give a fuck. So like, I don't know, find that elsewhere, I guess. Find something out there to fill the fucking hole that's in my fucking chest. And then like, eventually I just started thinking to myself like, motherfucker, I just want to be, right? I just want to be okay, to be fucking comfortable, and to have enough. That's all. That's my only fucking goal now. I have no fucking goals or dreams or hopes or anything like that. I just want a fucking job that I don't fucking hate. I want to be able to do my fucking weekend runs and play a fucking video game and see my buddies once a fucking month or, you know, whenever the fuck we can get together and, you know, go to fucking certain family functions. And that's enough. And that should be enough. Fuck all that noise. It doesn't matter. The noise doesn't matter. You get to make your own fucking choices. When I was married, my ex-wife was always looking for the next fucking thing, and it fucked my head up. When we were in college, she was already looking for like apartments to move into like once we graduated. And I always would think to myself like, baby, we're here right now. Like, can we just enjoy now? Like, you and I are together like right fucking now. Let's just enjoy this moment. But we couldn't enjoy that moment because she was worried about the next fucking thing. And then we moved into our first apartment together, and then she's already like looking for houses. And I'm thinking to myself like, we just fucking moved in. I'm still sweating my balls off from the fucking move. Can we just like enjoy where we're at for 5 fucking seconds before worrying about the fucking next thing? And she never did. And that's not why we got divorced. I mean, I was a shitty husband and, you know, a lot of fucking other things. But like the point is that made me uncomfortable. And it always made me feel like I wasn't good enough. Like where we're at isn't good enough. And it's not going to be good enough until we reach a certain fucking milestone. But what if you never reach that milestone? Whatever the fuck that milestone is. Are you going to think that your life is a failure at that point? That's fucking horseshit. You're not a failure. You're doing fucking great. You're fucking upright. You're doing your fucking best. Acknowledge it. And just be okay where you're at. It doesn't have to be where you end up. You don't even have to be fucking happy where you're at. And you can be striving to fucking get out of whatever fucking situation you're in. But try to take a fucking breath and not wish your fucking life away chasing some fucking dream that might not even be yours. That's all I'm saying. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays with more sage advice. I've got fucking plenty of it. And I've got plenty of time on my hands. Sundays and Wednesdays are when new podcast episodes come out. Podbean's the host. Every fucking episode is there. All 800 plus. But I'm also on any podcasting site you want. Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever the fuck. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'm going to be in my Facebook timeline. If you're into photos, I got some fucking hot photos coming. Running photos. Instagram. And maybe the number 5 minutes.